Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Galton Fuse Daily News for Friday, the 3rd of March 2023. My name's Colin, and I'll give you all the latest Rangers news headlines for the last 24 hours. A couple of things in advance. Sorry, I probably don't sound the best to listen to. I'm a wee bit worse for wear. I'm recording live in Belfast as I was here for all expenses paid works to. And I tell you what, folks, I did take advantage of that free bar. I did. And I'm feeling a wee bit sorry for myself. But what better way to pick yourself up than talk about Rangers? Just one last call to arms. This will be the last news show that goes out on all the platforms that's non-subscriber only. From Monday, you will need to subscribe. And like, you've got details on the episode links for Anchor and Acast if you listen via Apple and Spotify. And the membership page on YouTube should now be up and running, hopefully. Okay, so the Rangers news. Michael Beale's press conference yesterday. First of all, he was asked about James Sands, and obviously with Sands going back to New York City FC, and he said, James came to me about 4 weeks ago and asked if there was a possibility he could go back. He saw that he was going to find playing time difficult. He's a midfielder who's had to play predominantly at centre-back. I didn't see me playing a lone player over one or two who are going to be Rangers players and will be Rangers players going forward. We had an honest conversation and I asked him to stay until the cup final because Connor Goldson and Ben Davies were only centre-backs. And if we had any issues, James would need to play. We agreed to that and that's why he wasn't in the squad at the weekend. Interesting that that this decision has been made a wee while ago, and it was just he was there for cover basically. And as I said yesterday, I have no ill feeling towards James Sands. He's he was maybe a decent addition to the Rangers squad, just at the wrong time. And yeah, he's just not what this squad needs in terms of the rebuild. When Michael Beale was asked about the out of contact players, in the summer, I'll have Ryan Jack, Ryan Kent, Alfredo Morelos. He said, all the players who are out of contract, not one has had an offer put to them. No one has had a discussion where we've said, we'll offer you this and that. Why? When I came in, it was a little bit uncertain on one or two and I wanted to see the season through. That doesn't mean that I haven't spoken to the players. I want to see certain things against certain opponents to make sure they can be part of it going forward. So that is quite interesting to hear. It's not a case of the black and white that if they're out of contract, he wants to renew them. I quite like that. Certain things against certain opponents. Hopefully he has laid down the parameters to these players, what they have to produce if they want a new deal going forward. And I do extend that to Kent, Morelos, Jack, Arfield, because there's a big question mark over quite a lot of them. On recruitment in general, Michael Beale went on to speak further, and he said, I think we need to recruit three or four that are going to make a massive impact on the team. We need to sort out the futures, obviously, of the ones that are there. And it may be that I feel we need to change one or two that are in contact as well. But we know, come the summer, it's an interesting moment for the club in terms of changing the makeup of the group. I've sat in front of you before and said that I think 25% of the squad will turn over. I said that in one of my first meetings. I'm sticking by that, and that's still the case. We need to reduce the number of our squad. If you look at our squad, we've carried a large number of players because of injuries. We need to reduce the number of our squad. In terms of our budget, I think it's outweighed a little bit large in terms of numbers. So we want to reduce the numbers and increase the quality. I think I know where you're going with this question, and I agree, we need to do some really, really good work. And listen, I'm sat here as a coach, and I came back knowing that. In the last 90 days, I haven't had many surprises about how big a job is. I didn't think I was going to walk in and win the first 15 games and pick up the League Cup and everything would be rosy. I knew there'd be some bumps along the road. When they come, they don't feel good, if I'm honest. But come this summer, we've identified some players. The club's identified some players. To me, it's about going and getting the work done swiftly now. So quite a lot there. We've heard before that 25% of the squad turning over. We've heard that figure before. When speaking about the makeup of the group, it's been labelled time and time again that there is a stranger squad, that the core of the group aren't fit for purpose, and it is time for a refresh and a move on. So it is really interesting to hear him say about the makeup. I'm taking for that he has talked about the core squad, and that's going to be revamped. Last bit of news for Michael Beale presser was the injury update. So John Souter is back in the squad. Ridvan trained last week, and in 3 days into the final, we had 24 fit players training. Rabbi Matondo was back. Scott Arfield was back. Yanis Hadji has just got a holding problem with his knee. Sometimes it reacts to certain things, so he's in and out of training, but he's fit for the weekend. John and Ridvan are too, but Ridvan is probably more with an eye on the cup tie next weekend. He's back in training, but only for 7 days, so I'd maybe like him to get some minutes in a B-team game or behind closed doors just to make sure, but he looks in a good place. Tom Warrens has had another operation and won't be available until the back end of pre-season. Kmar tried to train on Saturday, but it was no good. Unfortunately, with Kmar, he's going through a tough time at the moment, and it will be a way to see someone as we need to get to the end of this. He's had a problem with his calf, but there are one or two things that could be leading to that have been nagging. Me and him have had a real heart-to-heart. He's a boy that I'm really close to. I want to see him get some light at the end of the tunnel, so we're going to get some advice on that. With Tom Lawrence, he was back in training in isolation. Had some real discomfort when he was running. They had a look and they had to do a procedure, so he won't be back until the back end of pre-season. So a few things to there. Amazing that Ridvan Yilmaz in particular is going to be back in the squad over the next couple of weeks. I think we've all been waiting for him to hit the ground running. Also, he was the marquee signing, if you like. And good to see John Souter back as well. It was always going to be a doubt with John Souter, but I think we all may be surprised how long he was out for. With Tom Warrens, that is a real blow. When you look at the players out injured who could potentially make a difference. I think we all had real hope for Tom Lawrence. And
with LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's just been a terrible season. Obviously, he missed the World Cup away in Wales. He's missed the Champions League. And he did look really promising that first 8 or 9 games that he played for Rangers. And he added something that we didn't have. That kind of aggression, direct... direct attack. So... gutted for him, so it's going to be well in the next season by the time we see him back. And Kemar Roofe, Michael Beale having a heart-to-heart with him, and I think the conversation does have to be had with Kemar Roofe. So, are you fit to be a footballer? Still, we had to have that with Jordan Rossett as well. Sometimes your body just doesn't hold up. So, mixed reviews from the injury update, I would say. Into other news, well, the main bit of other news, the Rangers transfer speculation does continue, and the latest name linked is Freddie Woodman. So he's a 25-year-old keeper, currently playing at Newcastle United. He was loaned out to Kilmarnock and Aberdeen before Swansea City and Bournemouth, if you remember him playing in the SPFL. He left Newcastle last summer and joined Preston North End. However, he is understood to be one of the high earners at Preston, and they would be willing to listen to some bids. It's thought that he's valued about $3.5 million. So we all know we're in the market for a keeper. Freddie Woodman, he's probably a bit more exciting in my eyes compared to the likes of Gunn and the other names mentioned. 25-year-old, it's maybe somebody who could potentially be a number one for 5-6 years. It's interesting. There was a leaked document for the scouts who attended the Preston North End game, and Jamie Miller, one of the Rangers scouts, was at the game. The Preston manager, Ryan Lowe, he was asked about speculation in Woodman himself, and he said, good, they can give us $20 million for him if they want. I don't know what he's worth, but we know he's a top keeper. If he continues to get those clean sheets, then that's what will happen. There will be talk of clubs and interest in him, especially those type of clubs, speaking about Rangers. He's an England youth international, and there's not many of those types of good keepers around, aside from the ones that are already there. We knew when we were signing Freddie that he was a good goalkeeper, and it just needs to continue that good form. Everyone has dips, and Fred had a dip a few weeks ago, and he wasn't quite happy with the performance, but now he's back to collecting clean sheets. If he can get another 6 clean sheets out in the next 12 games, then that's 20 clean sheets we've had this season. We'll get him. We'll help him get that. The defenders in front of him will certainly help him. He'd like all the players linked. Some people in the media get the links out there for whatever it is they want to do. He's definitely going to get recognised if he's one of the best in the division for clean sheets. If you have a 20 goal marksman, they'd be linked with plenty of clubs as well. It's definitely a good thing for the football club when players are getting noticed for individual performances and team performances. It is what it is. I'm sure he'll be linked with many other clubs as well, and many other players will too. So, it'll be a bit tongue-in-cheek for Ryan Lowe there, saying they can give us $20 million for him if they want. I'll be honest, Ryan, I don't think Preston will be demanding that wage and that fee, and Rangers certainly won't be paying it. That's a guarantee. But the interesting thing about his performance in terms of the clean sheets and stuff as well. So it's, I think this one feels as if it's got to be a bit more substance to it than the other rumours that have been happening, especially when that a Rangers scout has been there. So we'll wait and see. I think that's the right market, a 25-year-old keeper. I think for me, it's a balance. I maybe want somebody between 25 and 30. I don't want an aging goalkeeper who's maybe already past their best. I do want a Rangers to sign somebody who's going to be the number one for years to come. So that certainly sounds as if it's in the right lines. Last wee bit of news. Speculation. It broke on Twitter yesterday from a journalist from The Athletic that Ross Wilson was going to have an emergency meeting with the Rangers board because he was linked with going to Toulouse. I've not seen anything about that since, other than the initial tweet that was made in French, and that's I think the conversations need to be had. Like I said over the last couple of days, that we need to be looking at the summer in the long term now. We can't wait till the summer to start rebuilding, and the conversation around Ross Wilson's role has to be part of that as well. Whether he stays or whether he goes, there has to be certain parameters put in place which will define success for him and his current role. So regardless, Rangers need to be speaking to him, the board need to be speaking to him. I don't know how concrete the rumours are about him going to Toulouse, but we'll just wait and see. So that'll do me for this Friday morning. Once again, apologies that I've probably not been the most succulent to listen to. Hopefully by the time that I speak to you on Sunday night on the live stream, I feel a bit better. So until then, enjoy your weekend. I hope your team wins. Take care, folks.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ah!